Hi, this is Tom Robinson reminding you that you're either listening to, discovering for the first time, or tuned right in to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine with Lucia Chappell and Greg Gordon.
Three lesbian and gay musicians, one debuting, one continuing, and one returning, share their new CDs in this month's offering from the Audiophile.
A little house with a dog and two cats. I work all day and I sing songs at night.
Christy Claxton's debut CD is called Out of Nowhere, but the Austin native really brings it from the heart of Texas. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Pam Marshall, and you're listening to Audiophile.
I've got some friends and a few posters. I do my best to socialize, but my funky little house is too big for me. I need a good time.
If I had to tell someone what they were hearing, I guess I would just have to tell them think a little bit folk, a little bit country, maybe a little rock. It's definitely Texas music. I think that my Texas roots are very evident in the CD.
Christy's album combines ballads and up-tempo songs to take us on a journey. And one of the stops is the song, Best Loved Girl.
The best loved girl runs into the world. She's laughing in my head and dancing in my dreams. Best loved girl's like a fox on the hunt. She's who everybody wants, but she ever back out of nowhere. Not by you. Maybe. Not by me. She's the one to choose. Decides what she'll be.
That is really and truly a very tongue-in-cheek song. Its original intent was sarcasm, written for a young woman that I dated for a short period of time. I thought she had a huge ego, and I wrote that song as an insult, really. And that's the beauty of writing, is songs can have many meanings for many different people.
You can find out more about Christy Claxton at www.christyclaxton.com.
Grant King's new CD, Bodies of Water, quietly explores the emotions of love, loss, and isolation, and at the same time, feels like an old friend.
When words and waves break over me, and it gets tough to breathe, while thrashing through our whirlpool, what do I believe? It's love, and I believe it's true. Do you believe? Do you believe it too?
I'm a singer-songwriter, mostly of pop folk songs. I play acoustic guitar and sing, and that's always driven most of my material. My last CD, Let Love Out, was a lot more elaborately produced, but for this one, my producer, Dan Martin, wanted to keep it closer to the feel of my live shows. And most of the songs were about love. Bodies of Water is probably the most joyous thing I've ever written, and it brings me an indescribable pleasure to sing it.
Bodies of water, find a way to flow. Bodies of water, find a way to flow.
You can find out more about Grant King at www.nomoresecrets.com. That's www.nomoresecrets.com.
In the early 70s, a record album was released in response to the homophobic politics of Anita Bryant. It was entitled Lesbian Concentrate, and one of the standout performances on that memorable collection was the mesmerizing, soulful voice of Gwen Avery.
Georgia, Georgia, the song of you is as sweet and clear and moonlight through the pines.
The teachers that I love, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, you know, Louis Armstrong, the masters, musicians. That's what they did. That's what Louis Jordan did. That's what Ray Charles does. That's what Stevie Wonder does, Michael Jackson. What they all do is they are themselves.
Avery has reworked her original composition, Sugar Mama, which has become her signature song for her new album of the same name.
I wanna be your sugar mama. I wanna be your sugar mama, be your sugar mama.
This extraordinary Sugar Mama, check out her website at www.gwenavery.com.
And that's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at P.O. Box 429, Sunland, California 91041, or online at info@audiophile.org. That's info@audiophile.org. This is Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. Keep listening.